Hello again, Matt Groening here.
This is Mike Reese, one of the writers.
Al Jean.
And here we go again with another opening main title sequence.
This is probably our strongest chalkboard gag.
This is episode 7G04, and I believe that Homer is working in sector 7G comes from that 7G. Why it's 7G, I think, has to do with the Tracy Ullman show. I don't know why it's numbered so oddly.
I think it's just an accounting thing that Fox assigned to the show. They sign all shows these weird numbers.
I don't know if you discussed earlier that people don't know, of all the things they know that change in the credits, it's Lisa Sachs solo. There are, at least there used to be, four different ones? Who are those people?
Yeah, they got cut out later. I mean, there's a guy that looks like sort of an aging, overweight Bart that we took out. I love this gag. Yeah.
I do not remember this stuff at all.
Wow. Couch
gags are cartoony.
That's a very cartoony sound effect.
Another solid gag to kick off the episode.
We were feeling our way back in the old days.
I understand.
Hey, what's the problem?
We don't have Homer dressed like that anymore. I think the FCC told us we couldn't.
Well, go ahead.
You love him more.
No, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Look,
yeah, I don't know if it's too early to tip all this stuff, but virtually everything in this episode is wrong in the perspective of the show as it became. Lisa's a brat, and Marge is a drunk, and Homer is the most concerned family member.
Yeah, Homer's worried his family will embarrass him at the company picnic, which is certainly not how we do it today.
And he winds up pawning his TV. I'm glad people liked it because it holds almost everything that we rejected in later episodes.
When we were working on this episode, we had just seen the short, so we were just kind of feeling our way, the whole staff, as to what the series would eventually be.
There it is, kids.
This is we never use the word Jell-O. We call it, gelatin dessert?
Yeah, I think Jell-O is a copyrighted name.
Yeah, well, actually, in the early days, before The Simpsons came on as a series, I actually flew to New York because there was some talk about Bart being a spokesman for Jell-O. And the advertising agency that had the Jell-O account had me fly out to New York. This is before the show was on as a series. And they asked me if I had any ideas. And I said, yeah, let's bring back the original Jell-O jingle, J-E-L-L-O, right? And I said, but instead of saying, oh, have Bart belch the word oh. And I said, every kid in America will be trying to do it the next day on the playground. And the advertising agency was scandalized.
That we would actually have
somebody belch while saying Jell-O. And the only thing that made them hesitate was there was a Godzilla who belched in a 7-Up commercial. And they considered it for a moment and then sent me back to L.A. So the Simpsons never advertised Jell-O.
There's an interesting stuff about Mr. Burns here. You can see his voice is different and all that. And when Al and I wrote this script, the character had no name. I think we called him Mr. Meany
in our draft.
And the idea of Mr. Burns reading off of cards to greet his employees came from something Al had read about Ronald Reagan. That's how he would greet people. He had a bunch of index cards handy. And the early Mr. Burns, I think, was a little more Reagan-influenced than he ultimately is.
This was my idea of a cute baby. I couldn't draw very well.
Maybe I will take you up on that punch.
Gee, you think we should leave the kids unsupervised?
You're right.
Happy Little Elves. There's something that we've dropped from the show.
Yeah. There's Lisa the Brad, of course.
Whoa, careful, Dad. Blow a gasket, you lose your job.
Now hear this. The father-son sack race will begin in 5 minutes on the north lawn. Participation is mandatory.
At the very beginning of the series, we tried to really have Homer consumed by fear of losing his job and by not making enough money. and by how the Simpsons were seen by their neighbors and by the other people in the town, which, again, they seem to become more oblivious of over the
years. Homer seems to lose his job twice a show. And he certainly, he seems to have a lot of money based on the way he squanders it.
Your family?
Well, it's a greatness that others can't see, but it's there, and if it's not true greatness we have...
So if you look at these models... They've changed over the years. One of the things we tried to do very early on is get rid of those extra little lines in the face, like the little line behind Marge's mouth. Because for one thing, it can't be maintained consistently. It goes on and on.
Burns, are you ready? Yes. Are you set?
Yes.
Go, Mr. Burns.
Yeah, if anything, I think Burns has aged since the series began. Voice and his feebleness are much older.
Man, this is pathetic. I'm going for it.
That's pretty good animation.
Yeah.
That's funny. So that sort of squishy thing, we don't do that anymore.
Close one this year.
We sit enjoying the shade.
This was a song we heard Dean Martin sing, and we thought it would be funny for Marge to do it.
He's here at last, my one and only. Goodbye, friends, and don't be lonely.
Yeah, I don't think Burns' estate really has this kind of Hearst Castle Roman villa feel to it much anymore.
Yeah, in the early line where they say Stately Burns Manor is obviously a reference to the Batman series.
And the shot on the hill, right, is Citizen Kane, I think.
Musician, cease that infernal tootling. Thank you all for coming.
Wow, there's
a little self-flare on the crowd.
Marge, knock it off.
Again, there's Maggie sucking your pacifier during dialogue, which we stopped after a few
Please
shows.
Get off my property until next year. I suggest you don't dawdle. The hounds will be released in 10 minutes.
I believe that's the first reference to releasing the hounds in the series. This family that's really sweet and loving. If we'd done the episode now, it would obviously be the Flanders family. But I believe we named it the Gammels after a friend of ours who's one of the writers on the show now, Tom Gammel.
I predict big things for him down at the power plant.
Quick, Bart, give me a kiss.
Kiss you? But, Dad, I'm your kid.
Bart, please. $5 for a kiss.
I've never seen such an obvious attempt to curry my favor. Fabulous observation.
In our original script, when Bart kisses Homer, Bart then proceeds to turn green and blue and red and plaid and then faint. And Matt and Sam Simon cut that joke, and I thought, why? Oh, we really nailed it with that one.
Thank you so much. We went a different direction.
Yeah.
No, me.
This, that back and forth hitting and stuff, that's definitely something I remember with my sister Lisa as a kid. It was just sort of a very low-key fighting.
This show looks pretty good.
Doesn't exactly look like The Simpsons, but it's a good show.
Yeah, the animation is good. And,
One of Us, obviously, from Freaks, from the movie Freaks by Todd Browning.
Again, The Simpsons, probably their first visit to hell of many, many they make over the run of the series.
I think they have
Well, you know what, one of the things I'm actually proudest of the show, I mean, there are many conservative critics criticize television shows for not having enough religion. Or prayer, our family prays. They go to church every week, and they go to hell. So what more could they ask for?
Look, everybody, yesterday was a real.
And actually, many conservatives praise this show. It's kind of cuts both ways.
It is quite literally for all condemnation. I know, at least for years, it was the only family on television that went to church. And there's not only a god in the show, but it's this very vicious Old Testament god where the retribution so far outweighs the sins the family commit.
When Bart said, rub-a-dub-dub, thanks for the grub, that's the way my sister used to say grace and really piss off my dad.
A pan of cheddar and bow your heads. Dear Lord, thank you for this microwave bounty, even though we don't deserve it. I mean, our kids are uncontrollable hellions, pardon my French. But they act like savages.
Homer getting carried away while saying grace.
I don't think he's ever said grace without starting to gossip or bitch.
Amen. Let's eat.
We sort of lost the idea of the Simpsons eating like swine.
Yeah.
But that used to crack us up back in the early days.
I'm sorry, Marge, but sometimes I think we're the worst family in town.
Maybe we should move to a larger community.
No!
Don't have a cow, Dad. The sad truth is, all families are like us.
Now, Bart Hissett, don't have a cow, and I crumba on the show, but I don't think he ever did say cowabunga, which he's often attributed to have said.
You know, I think that came from...
the Ninja Turtles?
Yeah, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and then it got picked up on some bootleg Bart Simpson t-shirts.
Yep.
Well, he's surfing and saying cowabunga, dude, and or skateboarding or whatever. And, I love the fact that Simpsons are peeping Toms in order to find out how other people live. What they're
saying. Papa, I believe I heard some rustling in the bushes.
I did too. Better get the gun.
Where's he going?
Probably to get the old man his pipe and slippers.
You didn't see Bill Cosby
get shot at. I always stop behind a wall after I'm being fired at. Running 20 feet. Okay.
What a dump. This is pretty stupid that they don't recognize their own home. Look in the window.
This is our house.
Stop!
Are you coming in?
No, no. I want to be alone with my thought.
One runner is always that Moe's has a black and white TV, which I think is even rarer now than it was in 1990.
Well, we have a joke in a script this season.
That's remember? Right, where he, cleans, where wipes Homer off cleans the TV and it just gets a color set.
Yeah. It's grime. Would be nice, though.
That'd be $2, boys. Wow. I think this was the first appearance of Eddie and Lou, although Lou is supposed to be black.
Yeah.
He's named after Lou Whitaker, the former second baseman for the Detroit Tigers.
People enjoy the beers. Don't worry. This dog has the sense.
Hey, what's gotten into Bobo?
So this is back in the early days of the series when a lot of things were out of control. We just didn't pay attention. One of the rules on the show is you don't have any characters who have Homer's hair or Bart's hair. Obviously, Barney's hair has changed color to being different from his skin color.
Yeah, Bart's hair really stands out when you see it on someone else. You always wonder if it's Bart.
Don't blame yourself, Homer.
Well, I have this theory about animation and what makes a memorable character is that the character is recognizable in silhouette. And that goes back to Mickey Mouse, obviously. And, you know, again, all the great characters, Bugs Bunny and all the rest. So that's why the Simpsons are designed the way they are, so you can see, recognize them in silhouette.
No, and the main characters definitely stand out in the crowd. They always have all have such distinct design elements.
Honey, aren't you going to work today?
No, I don't think so.
Honey, you have a problem, and it won't get better till you admit it.
I admit this. You better shut your big yap.
Oh, you shut up.
No, you shut up.
No, you shut up.
Oh, shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up. Shut up.
A lot of that shut up, shut up in this episode.
Hi, friends.
Dark and Marvin Monroe is based in part on David Viscott, the late Dr. David Viscott, radio therapist, who had a voice some people thought was annoying.
Oh, in fairness, he didn't look like this.
What?
He did not look like this. He was much better looking than Dr. Marvin
Monroe. I actually liked him. I actually enjoyed his show.
I enjoyed his show.
Yeah, we met him. He worked on the episode we did of Gary Shandling show.
Problems aren't at the bottom of a bottle. They're on TV.
Well, that's another thing we don't do. Oh, another issue. Yeah.
This might have been the first Itchy and Scratchy on the series, although I know they were in the shorts.
Right.
Well, it's interesting. Yeah, no title for it. People don't know just how... probably the bulk of the time spent writing an Itchy and Scratchy is coming up with the title for the cartoon. So this was an enormous time
saver. Just like the old days at Warner Brothers, I think, too.
The boxing, there's a world of difference.
Gee, Homer, are you sure this is the right?
It's a fundamental question that I found out even our cast members don't know, which is the sign jokes. There aren't too many in these early episodes, but the funny signs you see in the background in The Simpsons are come up with by the writers. And again, often an hour or two is spent to come up with a 2-second sign joke you'll see on the show.
Yeah, something like join the army, see the opposing army. Takes a long time. The paintings you'll see on the wall are, you know, pretty much old designs that were replaced with photos of the Simpson family by the second season.
See that piggy bank? Those black eyes, those were painted on eyes that looked alive, made the pig look alive, so that was the fix, I remember.
Oh, yeah. I remember that, too.
Oh, come on, Dad. Anything with Dad.
There's something about this pawn shop guy who is stuck in my mind. Oh. He has a phrase coming up, which I use almost every day.
Afternoon, Simpson.
So well, I remember we said we don't want any offensive accent for the owner, so Harry did this kind of southern pawn shop owner.
Ready as you'll ever be.
Mister?
In that previous shot, they had Aced Shoe.
Mister,
I think
you
that's
got yourself a deal. I say that all the time. Also, whenever anybody asked me if anything's ready, I said, ready as she'll ever be.
Homer, you're driving a stake.
Now, here are the weird background pictures and designs that we tried to get rid of throughout the rest of the episode. This is one of those episodes in the early days that had a lot of tragic flaws that were way off.
This whole scene seems to be taking place inside an ice cream cone.
Bart! Come on, family. Let's go celebrate our newfound ability to express love for each other.
Well, this was
that was intentional.
I know.
A happy version of The Simpsons.
I remember Frosty when we chocolate came in, milkshakes was a family catchphrase.
That's right. Appearing in the shorts.
No doubt you recognize me from TV.
I remember when Mike and I came in to interview for the job, and we heard all the plots for the various episodes. What attracted us to this one was the upcoming scene where they're shocking each other. We just thought that would be a really funny one to write. I want you to draw for
me your fear. Well, the idea behind this was a more sadistic variation on the Laurel and Hardy taking turns throwing pies at each other, you know, at their antagonists.
And begin.
I love this scene.
No surprises here.
Yes. Some of those designs would have appeared in episodes this year.
What have you got for us?
Homer again losing his
Homer?
Concentration. Whoops.
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
Well, if you had been paying attention, perhaps you would have noticed that your family sees you
Herman
as a
Monroe graduated from Diploma University.
Ogre, if you will.
Now, Doctor, that's not true.
Ogre is such a strong word.
Right on, Doc. Another successful diagnosis.
That does it!
Wow!
It's another technique I know you weeded out very early on, which is mouths going back behind the neck, and then the characters would open their mouths.
Well, that's called the twister mouth, and I think Wes Archer, one of the original animation directors, may be responsible for that. I'm sure he'll say whether he was on another audio commentary coming up, but. Yeah, I actually like that was the one deviation from their Simpsonian behavior that I really liked.
These mallet things are padded with faux rubber. What's the point?
They'd work much better without the padding, Doc.
No, that's not true.
See?
Give me that.
Yes, that metal sound I always thought was like, usually they're plastic, I think.
Are we cured yet?
Yeah, I guess we were still honing our rules for sound effects. More unorthodox methods. What we've learned now, I mean, with the note that I keep giving at the dubbing sessions when we're mixing the show, is louder is funnier, more pain, more funny. You know, so.
Oh, I definitely.
The more realistic and okay, here we go. This is one of the first.
I believe this sequence was used in the film Die Hard or Die Hard 2.
Die Hard 2, and I was just thinking about that, and it's I think it's the first time The Simpsons jumped to the media to another medium. Or jump to the big screen because it's you see it pop up especially in Fox movies. It's good to get a nice easy laugh out of the audience to show The Simpsons in the background.
Is that why they do it?
In Romy and Michelle's Wedding, David Merkin, who directed the movie, inserted a clip from Homer in Outer Space, which was a Simpsons episode he had written. What did I call it? Romy and Michelle's Wedding? Romy and Michelle's High School Reunion.
I always thought it was funny animation that Homer seems to be alternately enjoying it and in horrible pain.
Well, I remember this whole thing was put together in the editing because the way it was originally shot was completely different. And this was like a preliminary edit, you know, just to see what it would look like with the... with the various sounds that we had. And it worked so well, we just left it.
It's great. It's a, yeah. If I can call it that, it's a classic sequence.
Dr. Monroe, your other
Well, Dan Castellaneta screaming as Homer is always always makes me laugh.
Hey, nice. Again, if your head was smoking, you'd probably be dead. There's a typical Simpsons formula in this episode, which is it's basically 19 minutes of agony and horrible things, followed by a small happy ending, and suddenly everybody's really thinks it's a warm, heartfelt show.
Just go and never tell anyone you were here.
Wow, 500 smackers.
Homer, how wonderful. Our first.
I remember it gave us great delight to use outdated slang and.
Excuse me, dear. Shouldn't we be heading down to the pawn shop to get our
Yeah, I remember in the when we put the Jingle Bells Batman Smells in the Christmas show, and then I heard a kid singing it. It just really warmed my heart. We introduced it to a new generation.
Yeah, well, we talked about that during that episode, and it's amazing how much credit we get for just taking playground rhymes.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, absolutely. See, happy music, happy ending.
That was a pretty good one.
Yeah, it holds up pretty well. I haven't seen it in 9 years.
Yeah, I believe that was the fourth one to air. Christmas, Bart the Genius, Homer's Odyssey, then this.
I think by this time, that Simpsons mania of 1990
was just
starting to really kick in. And, you know, it's so funny how controversial the show was seen by some people, and it just looks so sweet and mild now.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the idea that a kid could sass his parents, kids do. It's real.
And here are the old days when they actually, when the show originally ran, they actually ran these credits full frame and actually showed some appreciation and respect for the people who actually worked on the show. That is a thing of the past. No network does that anymore.